Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio, and my next guest to join me is Tiffany Kelly. Tiffany is the founder of Nightingale Apps. Welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And before we got on the air, you were telling me a little about your company. That sounds very fascinating. And yes. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your company, and then we'll talk a little bit about you.
Okay, great. Nightingale Apps, we're a healthcare technology company delivering mobile solutions to nurses working in hospital settings and healthcare organizations. Our first product, Know My Patient, is designed to support the nurse from the start of their shift through the end of the day in order to really create that link between the electronic health record that's in the hospitals today, but isn't necessarily able to give them that information on the go in their pockets.
Now, you have a lot of firsthand knowledge of the industry because Yes. You are a nurse by profession.
Right.
And so you've been on the clinical floor and
Yes. Treating
patients, and you saw a need, a gap, mm-hmm. if you will.
I did. So yes, you're right. I am a nurse, and I've experienced what I saw firsthand, which was nurses relying on their scrap piece of paper, which is often called their brain or their report sheet, which I used as well, to collect the information they need to know about their patients over the course of the day. That starts in the first few minutes of their shift and lives in their pocket so they can reference it throughout the course of the day. And there's things on there like patient's allergies and when meds are due and all of these things that you're just kind of instinctively need to reference back to.
And some of that information is in the medical record,
but
again, it's not easily accessible on the fly.
Yeah. So we've created an app to be able to integrate with the hospital's record to pull that information out that's needed that could be visible, or push information in that would be better serviced through a smartphone rather than a large workstation on wheels, which is
typically the way the information is accessed.
Right.
Hmm. And the app is something that how do you deploy the app? Is it deployed through an institution, or is
Right. It
deployed through the individual?
Right. That's a question we get asked a lot because when you think of apps, you tend to think of them as consumer downloadables that you could go to the app store and just download it.
Right.
Given the nature of what this is, it's really an enterprise solution in the sense that we're looking at patient information and providing that resource to the hospital for their nursing end users.
Okay.
So the nurse would come in and pick up a smartphone, and right now we're on Apple devices, and be able to start their shift, look at the information that they need, have that shift report that they normally have, but instead not having to write feverishly down what they can capture, and be able to focus on the conversation, and then move throughout their day and have access to the other aspects that they need to know.
And now, is the information, for lack of a better term, list-driven, so that it's easy input, or are they literally typing every aspect in?
Right. So good question. We've limited it to things that are really easy to enter and things that are on the fly. And based on what I saw as the need and the gap, right now you've got nurses writing on Post-it notes, sometimes their hand, gloves, tape on their pants, and that's to capture that essential vital data that's at the bedside that needs to get into the chart. But we try to be as efficient as possible.
Now, I would imagine one of the challenges in the profession is that it's a very dynamic environment. Patients are always coming and going.
Yes.
Information is always changing. And so a lot of the information, as you said, you have to acquire on the fly.
Right.
Come in for a shift, and
Yes. It
may be all new patients
in
a given day, and you've got to come up to speed very quickly.
Exactly.
As we talked about and a little bit, I think the nurses are sort of on the front lines of not only the patient care, but also sort of that customer service aspect
of
making the patient feel special in
some
respects, for lack of a better term, or cared for. So there's a lot of elements of that I'm sure your application is helping to bridge and to capture.
Right. The reason we call it Know My Patient is because the first research project I did was to understand what does this mean when nurses say, I know my patient, because that's a phenomenon that happens, and you'll either know your patient or you won't. And I needed to understand what that meant because historically it's been thought of as an expert level nursing practice. But my argument has been that if the quality indicators show that nurses that know their patients have better outcomes, then we need to be able to provide a tool so that every nurse can know their patient. And it's based off of clinical data as well as personal data. So, for example, I have no idea if you drink coffee, but I would want to know going into your room in the morning if you have a preference for how, like, what time you wanted to be awakened for your vitals, or if you like coffee, or if you need your meds, you know, crushed up with applesauce. I took care of kids, so there were certain things that I had to do for them.
Tricks of the trade.
Right, but those things are essential so that you can build that bond with the patient and the family, and they feel like the nurses are communicating to one another.
I recently discovered, a little bit off topic, but they actually have pill pockets for pets. I never knew that.
Wow.
Where you can actually put little, you know, pills into a treat,
yeah,
that is configured to be able to feed them. So I mean, they must have something similar, you know, jujubes for kids that, you know.
Well, cherry syrup is popular. And then there's some techniques you can use to say, okay, well, which one do you want to do first instead of it's time to take your meds? So you sort of like find strategic ways to get them to cooperate.
So one of the things that we try and do here on Radio Entrepreneurs is we try and help other entrepreneurs with getting started. And,
yes.
And you've founded your company a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. At some point in your career, you decided to make the transition from a clinician, you know, practice of, mm-hmm. of nursing to being an entrepreneur. How did that go for you? Was it something that came about quite naturally? Was it a long and winding road?
Well,
we try and inspire others.
Yes.
So.
How it came about, I was a PhD student at Duke University and knew that I wanted to pursue Know My Patient. And I had to think about what's the best way for me to get this into the hands of as many nurses as possible. And there were two paths, since I was in an academic institution, to go down the academic route and write grants and do research in a smaller scale number, or opt to commercialize the application and start a company. And I felt strongly that I wanted to exit out of the academic setting and start a company so that I could pursue this and work for that goal of getting it in the hands of as many nurses as possible. Now, starting the company, I
would imagine you had none of the
I had no
formal technology, coding, things of that nature,
right,
to develop the app.
Right, I'm not a coder. Right. I did design the app, but I also didn't have a background in entrepreneurship. And so I say that because I think it's important for people to know that despite all the education I've had, this was something
that
I learned.
It's a new arena. Yeah.
Right. So it was a long and windy road. And I think it is for everyone, at least on their first journey. I don't know what the second journey looks like, but you're figuring out how to do it. And there's things that, at least in technology, legalities of software and patent protection and trademarks, and then finding the right team, also finding the right market, and just all of those things that people will tell you about. But when you're trying to go through it, you know, it's
right.
it's not rainbows and unicorns as some people think it might be, but
it's certainly not as straightforward as going to the supermarket and reading the ingredient list.
No,
you know, there's no clear path.
It's hard, but I think if you've got that drive and that desire to do it, then you need to just keep going with it.
Now, I just wanted to mention, you told us a little bit about recently you've been part of a sharing space, part of an accelerator.
Yes.
And has that helped to, you know, get you along the path a little bit?
Yes. So Athena Health has opened up a co-working space for entrepreneurs in the healthcare space to rent space for their companies to collaborate with others. They also have an accelerator, More Disruption Please, for some of their companies that are in their portfolio. And that's been an opportunity to meet other companies as well as network with some of the folks within Athena Health. So I've enjoyed that.
And so what stage is your company at? You mentioned that your first app is built out and deployed, or you're in the process
of
deploying?
We're in the process of finding pilot sites to complete the launch of it, and then starting to expand into other lines of business with doing some custom app development for healthcare organizations that want to give apps to their nurses or clinicians, and really need that expertise to know how to go about doing it and building it out. So we've gotten customers in that route.
And those can be independent practices, small
yes.
practices,
small
things of that
practices,
nature?
Small practices. That's who one of the clients we're working with right now is a smaller practice that's growing actively. we're building an app for them right now, and then some other folks have reached out to us about some interest in that as well. So it's an opportunity to, you know, if Know My Patient isn't right for in the home right now, the way we have it designed, then we can help to build something for them.
And you talked about Know My Patient as an enterprise app. So who is your target, primary target for that? Is it primary care hospitals or?
Right. Hospital settings.
Hospital settings.
Acute care settings. So nurses that are managing 4 to 6 patients a shift that really need to be as efficient as possible and are right now doing what they can with paper. But by deploying something like Know My Patient to them, we can really demonstrate some satisfaction for the nurse, so they feel like they're able to practice more as a nurse and less as someone who's caring for the computer, as well as for the, for the organization in terms of some cost savings with money spent with nurses staying later to have to chart on all of the things that they've gathered on their sheet of paper.
So the app actually integrates with the patient electronic medical records.
Right, right.
And it sounds to me, and again, I know one of the techniques or one of the desires when building an app is so that it's intuitive.
Right.
But it sounds to me like it would be a very intuitive app.
Yes.
For nurses to use, so the learning curve would be not extensive.
I've been very impressed with the response that nurses have had to the app. You know, folks sometimes think that there's going to be a demographic age challenge, and we've shown it to nurses of all age groups, and they've really responded well to it and are actively asking for more. Well, can it also do this, this, and this? And so that's exciting for me because I built it with the intent of satisfying the need that they have right now. And so to know that the end user group is responding well to it it makes me happy.
Oh, that must be really gratifying.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you'll have to come back and tell us a little bit more about it. And of course, we wish you the best of luck at Radio Entrepreneurs. And it sounds like you're off to a recent start, but a good start.
Yes, yes.
And as an app developer, but also as a business person. So
right.
Congratulations on both fronts.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And why don't you tell our listeners in the event that they'd like to get in touch with you? Hopefully, in our marketplace, in our primary market, anyways,
sure.
We have a lot of medical institutions, and perhaps somebody's out there listening
right.
And saying, "I need this."
I hope so. My email is tiffany.kelly@nightingaleapps.com. And a common mistake is my last name is K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Ah.
So sometimes folks miss
drop the second E.
Second E. Yeah, it's been a lifelong thing. But that's my email address. And our website is www.nightingaleapps.com. So either way, you can reach out through that manner.
Wonderful. And of course, Nightingale nod to Florence Nightingale. So,
yes. I wanted to make sure that it was known that the focus is on supporting nurses through technology.
Well, wonderful. And not only have you started a company that does well, but nursing, a tremendously noble profession, and anything you can do to help them out sounds like a great opportunity. So,
well, thank you.
We really appreciate you coming on to Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll just remind our listeners that we are heard across the Radio Entrepreneurs Network. 6 to 7 p.m. and 9 to 10 p.m. And you can always find us at radioentrepreneurs.com. And my guest in the studio has been Tiffany Kelly of Nightingale's App, Nightingale Apps.